Chapter 17. The Clouds Burst. Next day, the trumpets rang early in the camp. Soon a single runner was seen hurrying along the narrow path. At a distance he stood and hailed them, asking whether Thorin would now listen to another embassy, since new tidings had come to hand and matters were changed.
"That will be Dain," said Thorin when he heard. "They will have got wind of his coming. I thought that would alter their mood. Bid them come, few in number and weaponless, and I will hear," he called to the messenger.
About midday the banners of the forest and the lake were seen to be borne forth again. A company of 20 was approaching. At the beginning of the narrow way, they laid aside sword and spear and came on towards the gate. Wondering, the dwarves saw that among them were both Bard and the Elven King, before whom an old man wrapped in cloak and hood bore a strong casket of iron-bound wood.
"Hail, Thorin," said Bard. "Are you still of the same mind?"
"My mind does not change with the rising and setting of a few suns," answered Thorin. "Did you come to ask me idle questions? Still the elf host has not departed as I bade. Till then you come in vain to bargain with me."
"Is there then nothing for which you would yield any of your gold?"
"Nothing that you or your friends have to offer."
"What of the Ark and Stone of Thrain?" said he, and at the same moment the old man opened the casket and held aloft the jewel. The light leapt from his hand, bright and white in the morning. Then Thorin was stricken dumb with amazement and confusion. No one spoke for a long while. Thorin at length broke the silence, and his voice was thick with wrath.
"That stone was my father's and is mine," he said. "Why should I purchase my own?"
But wonder overcame him, and he added,
"But how came you by the heirloom of my house, if there is need to ask such a question of thieves?"
"We are not thieves," Bard answered. "Your own we will give back in return for our own."
"How came you by it?"
shouted Thorin in gathering rage.
"I gave it them,"
squeaked Bilbo, who was peeping over the wall by now, in a dreadful fright.